Welcome to D&B College. Today we're tightening a dub siren framework in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school D&B vibes. And the big idea is simple. We're not building a random effect. We're building a phrase that feels like it belongs in the tune. A proper dub siren in D&B is a signal. It's a warning, a cue, a moment of character. In jungle and old school styles, it works best when it feels a little raw, a little unstable, but still locked enough to sit with the break and not fight the low end. That balance is everything. Let's start by loading a simple MIDI instrument, either operator or wavetable. If you want the cleanest beginner workflow, operator is a great choice. If you want a bit more movement straight away, wavetable works well too. Keep the source simple. A sine or triangle style tone is ideal, because the siren needs a strong core. Why this works in D&B is because the drums move fast, the bass is active, and if the siren is already too complex, it stops feeling like a clear signal. Now write a short phrase, not a long melody. Think one bar or two bars max in an UM, and think call and response. One long note at the start, maybe a second note or pitch movement later in the bar, then a small gap. That gap matters. In jungle and old school D&B, space is part of the groove. The siren should feel like it's speaking over the beat, not sitting on top of everything. Next, shape the pitch movement so it sounds intentional. You can do this with MIDI note changes, pitch bend, or a small glide if your synth supports it. Keep the movement modest at first. We want warning signal energy, not synth solo energy. If you want a tighter, older vibe, keep the pitch movement small and direct. If you want a more dramatic dub flavor, let the sweep be a little broader. Either way, the motion should feel deliberate. Now tighten the amp envelope. This is where the siren starts to behave like a real phrase element. Set attack very fast. Keep decay reasonably short. And don't let release smear into the next drum hit. If the siren is meant to sit over breaks, it needs to hit and get out. What to listen for here is whether the front of the note speaks immediately, and whether the tail disappears before the next snare accent. If it's hanging too long, shorten it before you add anything else. Once the core shape feels good, drop an auto filter after the instrument. This is where the dub character starts coming through. A bandpass filter gives you that classic nasal, vocal feel. A low-pass sweep gives you something darker and more ominous. Set the cutoff in a useful mid to upper range and automate it slowly, or use a small envelope amount if that helps the motion. Keep resonance under control. You want the siren to sing, not whistle in a way that fights the hats and snare top. What to listen for is whether the filter movement creates phrasing without making the tone brittle. After that, add saturator, just a little. The goal is density and attitude, not harshness. A moderate drive can help the siren cut through small speakers and club systems without relying on pure brightness. If it starts spitting or losing its center, back off. A lot of beginners push distortion too hard because it sounds exciting in solo, but in the full mix it can become painful. In D&B, the siren should feel present, not like it's drilling holes in the high end. Now make a choice about stereo. This is an important one. You can keep the siren mostly monofocused, which is usually the safest, most old-school move. That works especially well if the arrangement is dense or the bass is already wide and heavy. Or you can add a controlled amount of width with something subtle, like Ars Ensemble, but keep it light and make sure the core stays centered. If you widen it too much, it might sound massive in headphones and hollow in mono. That's a bad trade in a club context, so check the sound in mono if you can. What to listen for is whether the identity of the siren still holds when the width is reduced. At this point, bring in your break and bass. This is the moment where the idea either becomes a D&B part or stays a sound design patch. Place the siren where it supports the groove. Between snare hits is a classic choice. So is the end of a two-bar phrase, or a pickup into the drop. If the siren overlaps the snare too much, move the note earlier or shorten the tail. The snare has to keep its authority. That backbeat confidence is what gives this music its spine. A useful arrangement move is to make the siren answer the break for a few bars, then repeat with one small change. Maybe the last bar rises slightly higher. Maybe the cutoff opens a bit more. Maybe the tail is shorter. That's enough. You don't need to rewrite the idea every time. In old school D&B, repetition with small variation is often more powerful than busy movement. Now pick one main automation lane and stick with it. Keep it simple. Filter cutoff opening gradually is a great choice. So is a small rise in pitch range, or a reverb send that comes up just before a transition. For beginner workflow, one strong automation move is usually enough. If you want atmosphere, send the siren to a reverb return, but keep it short and filtered. Too much reverb turns a tight dub cue into a blurry wash, and that's not the language we want here. A really good habit is to commit the sound once it works. Freeze and flatten it, or resample it to audio, then treat it like a sample. This gives you tighter control over the edit. You can trim the tail, nudge the timing, duplicate the last hit, or even reverse a small slice for a transition. That's where the siren starts to feel like a real jungle production element instead of a static synth loop. And here's a useful bonus tip. If you're unsure whether it's finished, do a quick context check with kick, snare, and bass only. If it feels good there, don't overimprove it. Shorten first, brighten second. That one rule saves a lot of beginner sirens. If the sound is still clear in mono, still leaves room for the snare, and still feels like a deliberate cue, you're in the right zone. Common mistakes to avoid are pretty consistent. Don't make the siren too long, or it will wash over the drums. Don't overuse resonance, or it gets shrill fast. Don't widen the whole thing too much, or it can disappear in mono. Don't let it sit on top of the snare, and don't overdrive it so early that it loses shape. The goal is character with control. If you want a darker, heavier version, keep the top end restrained and use a narrower filter opening. If you want a slightly more vintage dubwise flavor, try a very light chorus ensemble before the filter, or print a clean and dirty version so you have options later. That's a pro move. One dry, tight version for dense sections, and one slightly treated version for intros or breakdowns. For the arrangement, think like a selector and a producer at the same time. Use the siren as a phrase marker, not permanent decoration. Let it answer the gaps in the break. Save it for moments that actually increase impact. In jungle and old school DNB, restraint often hits harder than constant activity. A short siren cue before a fill or a dropout can be way more effective than a loop that never stops. So let's recap. Start with a simple source and operator or wave eatable. Build a short one or two bar phrase. Shape the pitch movement so it feels intentional. Tighten the amp envelope so the siren speaks quickly and gets out. Add auto filter for dub movement. Add saturator for weight. Keep the stereo treatment controlled. Then place it against the drums and bass, and automate just one thing to give it life. If it sounds like a warning signal with attitude, leaves room for the break, and still feels strong in mono, you've nailed the core idea. Now go build the 15-minute practice version or the 20-minute challenge. Make one dry, tight siren and one slightly wider or dirtier version. Test them with drums and bass together. And if the snare still feels confident when the siren is on, that's your sign you're doing it right. Keep it rugged, keep it tight, and print it once it works. That's a real jungle move.